Fisting today with Brent Ladd, the Assistant Extension Specialist at Oklahoma State University. Today, we're talking about one of our favorite events coming up for the fall, the Rural Economic Outlook Conference. So, Brent, if you would, if folks have never been to this before, just kind of tell everybody what to expect.
Okay. It's an annual conference. It's a one-day conference. Usually, it goes from check-in is 8 in the morning. We have a breakfast, and then it runs through about 3:30 or so in the afternoon. And we have a variety of speakers. We always have some of our faculty and staff here from the Agricultural Economics Department at OSU speak. And then we try to bring in outside speakers, usually a combination of academic and industry speakers. So this year, our academic speaker is Jim Mintert from Purdue University. And so he's going to talk about some of the challenges facing agricultural producers. And then we're going to have a industry speaker discuss supply chain issues, which has been kind of a hot topic lately. And so we're still finalizing that exact person. So we don't have them. We can't say for certain the name yet, but we're working on that. So this conference has historically been targeted towards producers and ag lenders and policymakers and stuff. We invite our extension educators because they do work so closely with producers across the state. So that'll be our audience and stuff. We'll have some agency people. We often have some people from USDA and the Oklahoma Bankers Association, as well as regular ag lenders. We always invite legislatures. Usually we have some legislative aides attend on behalf of legislators. And so that's kind of the conference in a nutshell. We'll have lunch, we'll have afternoon break and morning break. We'll have a departmental research update. We will hear from the student AggieCon student organizations, AggieX, and then the Graduate Student Association, a short bit from them. Yeah, the rest of the speakers will be faculty from our department.
Well, I just love this conference because it's really just a one-stop shop. I mean, if you want to just have one day of just really, really good information, this is the conference that you go to, I feel like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We try to, because in the title, you know, it's Rural Economic Outlook. So we try to give a broader outlook. And usually we do the marketing updates. Dr. Peel and Dr. Anderson, they give their marketing updates. And Dr. Rodney Jones, he'll do just a general ag finance update. And so those are kind of the broader things. And then we'll have more specific topics with the keynote speakers. So yeah, we try. And then, of course, the research update give all the conference participants an idea of what faculty at the department are currently working on that hopefully will be applicable to extension to them either now or in the future.
I also love that you invite the undergrads and the graduate folks in to give an update too, because you can tell they're like so excited to be there in front of all those big name people that are talking throughout the day.
They are. So yeah, it gives them a chance to meet people. So they're definitely, that's why we invite them, you know. And then as well as the graduate students, to give them a chance to network with producers and lenders and people that they may want to be working for in the future. So yeah, that's a good opportunity. And then I know often those student organizations have outside industry speakers speak to their members. So this is usually they can get in a plug and recruit some additional future speakers for their members to hear from. And again, it'll provide some networking opportunities for the members that weren't at the conference, but we'll hear from the speakers later on down the road.
Absolutely. Well, this is coming up on October the 12th. So is registration open now, or how does everyone go ahead and get registered?
Yes, registration is open now. And the registration, you can do it online is the easiest way, or you can email or send a check to Carita Casey. So I can get that information and stuff. But the online, it's just through the AggieCon website. You can go to aggiecon.okstate.edu. And then under announcements, there's a blurb about the Outlook Conference. And so they can go there and get the link to register and pay. So registration is now $50 until October 5th. And then after October 5th, it'll go up to $75. And we will take registration at the door. If people are not able to register in advance, we always have a number of people who register day of, and that is perfectly fine.
And it's on the OSU campus, right?
Yes, it is on the OSU campus at the OSU Alumni Center in Click Hall.
All right, Brent, thanks so much for visiting with us. I'm looking forward to another great conference.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to talk about it with you.